Chapter 2. Storm 333. The Invasion. 1. Despite the Kremlin's worries, Amin essentially remained loyal to Moscow. Soviet military support was his best bet for shoring up the Afghan government against growing unrest. Nevertheless, Moscow increasingly blamed the country's problems on him. When Soviet Ambassador Puzanov refused to grant the new leader's request for a meeting, Amin began to suspect the KGB officers and Soviet political advisors in Kabul no longer trusted him. But he continued requesting Soviet military intervention, now mainly through Chief Military Advisor Gorelov, to whom he grew increasingly closer. Moscow did not budge. In October, Puzanov called a meeting with Gorelov and KGB head representative Bogdanov to discuss a new uprising by the Afghan Army's 7th Division. "A tank battalion is moving toward Kabul," he informed them. "It's already shelled a telephone exchange building. If it gets here, it's going to destroy the city." Bogdanov addressed Gorelov.
"Lev Nikolaevich, don't you have advisors with the 7th?
"We've lost contact," Gorelov replied.
"Do we know anything about the rebels' intentions?"
"They're saying, 'Long live Taraki, long live the Afghan-Soviet friendship,'" Gorelov said. "I've already ordered a regiment of commandos from the Bala Hisar fortress to surround the division. Helicopters are ready to strike." Bogdanov was flabbergasted.
"Lev, what are you doing?" he said. "They're against Amin. That means they're on our side. How can you destroy people who are for friendship with the Soviet Union? We shouldn't get involved in this one. It's not our business."
Gorelov protested.
"Leonid," he told Bogdanov, "tell me honestly, who's on our side? Are you really sure?"
Nevertheless, Gorelov called off his attack. The Soviets later learned that only a handful of officers in command of 3 tanks, and not an entire battalion, had rebelled. But soon, real military uprisings against Amin were taking place, including in Jalalabad. 2. Sayyid Mohammed Gulyabzoy's account of his fate following Taraki's arrest differs from that of Bogdanov, who devised the plan to spirit him and Taraki's other allies out of the country.